It's the Monday after Sweden's midsummer celebrations, and Malmö Central Station is packed with people starting their holidays. This year, though, there's a new addition. Young couples and families, often with children, clutching backpacks. They're waiting for Sweden's only international night train, the Snälltåget, or Nice Train, to Berlin, which leaves in 1 hour.
What's your name?
Annefrid.
And what are you doing today?
Yeah, we're going by train to Berlin, and then we'll go on to Prague after that, and then we'll tour around, so we'll go to Budapest and Croatia, and with the ferry to Italy, and then to Austria.
So it's a long trip?
Yeah.
And so who else is coming?
It's my children.
And my dad is coming too.
And what's your name?
My name is Pontus.
My name is Celia.
Anna Fried and other families are part of Sweden's train holiday trend. It's taken off over the past year in parallel with flygskam, or flight shame, the guilt people feel at the damage to the climate caused by taking flights. The huge media coverage of Swedish teen climate activist Greta Thunberg has also had an impact on the way people here are planning their holidays.
I think we're a bit influenced by Greta, because I read the book that her parents wrote, and then I thought, well, I can't really explain why we should go by flight if we can go another way for the children of our future.
With Snälltåget only running 30 night trains to Berlin a year over just 6 weeks, it's hard to justify hiring permanent staff. And today, Marco Andersson, the company's head of sales and marketing, is also handling the platform check-in. He says the surge in demand over the past year has been phenomenal.
For the last 2 years, there have been a huge change in demand. 2 or 3 years ago, we actually was wondering about, should we continue with this traffic? It was nearly bringing in us losses, but last year we saw a big change in demand. Already in the spring, the bookings were nearly doubled. This year, compared to 2 years ago, the demand in the springtime was 4 times higher.
The trend has taken off in such a way that the Tåg Semester, or Train Holiday, Facebook page now has over 90,000 members. Eva Reda is the publisher of a spin-off book from the site advising on environmentally conscious train journeys.
I joined this group on Facebook in autumn 2017, and I recognized how it grew very fast. And I thought, this is a trend. When I joined, there were 3,000 members. And after 3 months, it was 10,000. And now it's 90,000.
What kind of backlash has there been in Sweden?
There has been this resistance. Oh, it's only the wealthy people who can afford this kind of vacation, because it takes time and it also costs a lot of money compared to go by air.
So do you think there'll be a lot of Swedes holidaying in Europe this summer?
Yes, I've seen some figures, like, for instance, the Interrail pass has the sell of it. It's doubled since last year. I think it's going to be crowded with Swedes all over Europe.
On the platform, I ask Emma from Gothenburg why she thinks climate consciousness has started to change people's behaviour.
Especially last summer, when it felt like the whole of Sweden was burning. It was so hot, and I think people that didn't care about the environment before, they felt that it's real and it affects everyone, even us here in Sweden.
Unlike Emma, who wants to show her children Jack and Juno Europe by train, Bo Ligerius and his wife Karina have decided to go interrailing because their children have grown up.
It's been some 30, 40 years since last time.
When we were young, we travelled like with Interrail. Yeah.
1700 hours travel to Berlin has an estimated departure time at 8:20.
The train is already an hour late, but they argue that's something you have to be prepared for.
We just have to stay cool. I mean, I'm not afraid that we're going to miss the ferry boat or something like that.
You need to have some extra time. We travel by train because it takes longer.
Their patience is soon rewarded. The train comes in, the people haul on their baggage, and it pulls out of Malmö on its way to the ferry at Trelleborg. If Sweden's train holiday trend continues, it won't be the country's only international night train for long. Richard Orange, DW in Malmö.